Yeah, it's hugely unfortunate. I mean, they've obviously had a lot of rain here all day today. It didn't stop, according to the locals, until about 4 o'clock. They expected the track to dry out, but it clearly isn't. You know, it's just an inch deep in slop, and, you know, you certainly can't ride on that. And I think if they try and blade the top surface off, it's only going to create more mess, you know. So, unfortunately, the decision has been taken to cancel the meeting.
And it sounds like, from what you're saying, it was the only decision that was available to be taken.
Oh, it's absolutely the right decision. But, I mean, in all fairness, this decision could have been taken, you know, hours earlier, because a lot of infrastructure goes into this, you know, and people coming in from all directions. So it's embarrassing for them, and it's unfortunate for everybody else.
Well, it is. I mean, you obviously, again, people will know, but for anybody who doesn't, you'll have had riders coming from, well, certainly all over the country, if not across the continent.
Yeah, we couldn't stop those people, obviously, who've flown in today, you know, all points east and south. But it's a long way up here, you know, from Stansted. And I think some of these journeys could have been prevented.
Is it just one of those things? I mean, we know that Speedway is vulnerable to the weather, and the weather can strike at unfortunate moments. And we saw that on Saturday with the World Cup final, that things can happen like that. But are they just unlucky?
I think they are, you know. I mean, the rain is Speedway's biggest enemy, always has been and always will be, until the sport moves indoors, if it ever does. But no, it's hugely unfortunate. There's not much more anybody can say, really. No.